City of Jamestown approves mask mandate, JRMC activates surge plan. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The City of Jamestown has approved a mask mandate during a special meeting Thursday night. Mayor Dwayne Heinrich says face coverings will now be required in all indoor and outdoor environments where they're exposed to non-household members and where social distancing of 6 feet or more cannot be assured.
Basically tighten up our masking requirements a little bit. This basically would move it from requiring face masks, not just for retail and service employees, but pretty much the general public with certain exceptions.
Council member Dave Schlegel was in favor of the mandate, but believed there should be some sort of penalty for not wearing a mask.
In order for this mandate to have any real weight to it and be effective whatsoever, I think there needs to be some sort of penalty involved. And I'm not advocating for anyone to be arrested or anything severe for not wearing a mask, but I think there needs to be at least some sort of infraction.
The city approved the resolution with no penalty. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Regional Medical Center activated its surge plan Wednesday as the hospital is close to inpatient capacity. If COVID-19 spread continues at this rate, JRMC may have to increase its space from a 25-bed facility to one that can accommodate as many as 64. JRMC CEO and President Mike Delfs says they are not at the point they'll stop elective surgeries. However, it could occur in the coming days and weeks. You can read more about the JRMC surge plan online at newsdakota.com. And the North Dakota Nurses Association says it does not support a move to allow healthcare workers who have tested positive for COVID-19 but do not have symptoms to remain on the job. Governor Doug Burgum supports the move amid skyrocketing cases across North Dakota. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.